Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to Akashvani's Spotlight. I am Anubha Rohatgi, and the topic for today's program is Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Rules 2026. The center notified the rules yesterday, and they will come into effect from May 1st this year. Mr. Ajit Kumar, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Electronics and Information and Technology, Government of India, joins me in the program now to share the highlights of this regulatory framework and his insights and opinions on it. Mr. Kumar, welcome to Spotlight.
Thank you.
Let us first listen to this report from a correspondent on the rules that were notified yesterday.
The Union Government has notified Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Rules 2026 yesterday, which will come into force from the 1st of next month. The objective of the rules is to regulate online gaming and protect citizens, safeguard the financial system, enable coordinated enforcement, and uphold user rights. The rules also aimed at providing a clear, transparent, and time-bound mechanism to determine whether an online game is an online money game or a permissible online social game or e-sport. The rules also prescribe mandatory user safety features, grievance redressal and transparency obligations for online game service providers. These will lay down the procedure for inquiry and imposition of civil penalties. Under the rules, an Online Gaming Authority of India has been established as a unified digital-first regulator for the sector. The authority will comprise 6 members, in which additional secretary of the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology will be the chairperson. Briefing media about the rules yesterday, Secretary of Ministry of Electronics and IT, S. Krishnan, said that the framework introduces an optional determination process to classify games. The rules will safeguard citizens from the growing menace of online money games. With the report of Shaklayan Akhtar, this is Abhishek Mukhopadhyay for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Mr. Kumar, what are the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Rules 2026 that were notified yesterday? Can you take us through some of the highlights of these rules?
You see that already, you know that in 2025, 22nd August, Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Act was enacted by Parliament. Then we floated the draft rules on 2nd October 2025 itself. And now finally, the final rules were published yesterday. Well, the guiding policy objectives has been very clear as per the Act itself. That first was, we want to protect our citizens, like the money games has completely banned. Second was that there is ensuring a regulatory certainty in the industry with a clear criteria of determination and registration process with a predictable timeline. And then safeguarding of the financial system by preventing banks, payment system, financial institutions from facilitating transactions. And then we also, through these rules, want to uphold the user rights through a very functional grievance redressal mechanism. And as the games has been divided into 3 categories, social games, sports, and money games. Money games are completely banned. Social game and e-sport can be played in India. And for that registration determination process with an Online Gaming Authority of India has been clearly established through the rules. So these are the main points.
So, Mr. Kumar, in his presser yesterday, the METI Secretary, Mr. Krishnan, said that the government has opted for a light-touch regulatory approach for the non-money gaming companies under the rules. Let's first listen to Mr. Krishnan.
The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology notified the Promotion and Regulation of Online Games Rules 2026. These will come into effect from 1st of May 2026. With that, the Online Gaming Act, which was enacted during 2025, late in 2025, will also come into operation. The rules fundamentally prescribe the procedures by which the provisions of the Act will come into force. As you're aware, under the Online Gaming Act, money games have been banned completely in India and online money games are no longer permitted. Online social games and esports are permitted and are to be promoted as an activity which both promote innovation and also provide employment. So on that basis, certain provisions in order to make a determination as to whether a particular game is an online money game or not, and whether it is an e-sport, those or an online social game, those provisions and those procedures have been prescribed. An authority has been constituted. The Act provided for the constitution of an authority with such composition as may be determined in the rules. And that authority and the composition of the authority is being outlined in the rules. And the manner in which the authority will make a determination of whether a particular online game is a money game or a social game or an e-sport, that has been prescribed in the rules. The procedure which they have to follow, the procedure for registration has been prescribed, and the procedure for cancellation and suspension of registration has also been prescribed. So these are some operational matters which needed to be specifically prescribed in the rules, which have been brought into effect now. And with this, the Act can be fully operational. The banks and the financial institutions under the Act, there are provisions which say that anybody who participates in promoting this activity or providing financial transactions for such activity will also be guilty of an offence under the original Act.
Can you please elaborate on this light touch regulatory approach that the Secretary spoke about?
As you know that online gaming was not regulated previously to this Act, and it was an unregulated sector. So, and you know that it is a very, upcoming area of industry where a lot of games are played and gaming industry is getting a lot of rise in last some of the years. So when we enacted this, we don't want it to, finish or don't want it to hurt the industry at all.
Yeah.
We wanted that the game should be promoted and money game should be completely banned. So we don't want to start a license raj or something like that so that industry should be in a pressure, but we want to regulate also. So we have told that wherever there is an element of money, like an e-sport, there the registration and determination is mandatory, but where social games are being played without any payment of money or any element of wager or bet, those games can continue even without determination and even without registration. But we have kept a suo motu power as a regulatory power that if any complaint comes that it is a money game being played or the nature of games changes, then suo motu authority can exercise its power to verify that. So we have kept a very light regime so that the ecosystem for gaming industry promotion can be more encouraging and Indian gaming industry can be, you can say, more proactive or more innovative. That is why a light touch regulation has been kept.
As you just said that the rules provide for an online gaming authority of India, what would be the role of this body and how will it ensure the regulation of the online gaming industry?
You see that the authority has been, already previously conceived in the Act itself, and through rules, the authority under additional secretary level officer of METI has been established, and representation is from Home Ministry and Financial Services, Information and Broadcasting, Youth Affairs, Legal Affairs. So it has all the, key ministries' participation in the authority. Authority will be completely responsible for regulation and implementation of the Act. It will maintain and publish list of online games. It will maintain a record of online games determined or registered. It will also inquire into the complaints, and it will issue directions to persons offering, organizing or facilitating any online games or even advertisement. It can even issue guidelines or codes of practices in relation to online games whenever it is required in consultation with central government. So authority has the full encompassing role of determining, registering the games. Second, on the other side, for the user rights, hearing the complaints and resolving the issues of users who are players of the games. So this whole implementation of the Act is in the hands of authority. Authority is an online office. So it's not a physical office. There is a portal. You can apply online. You can register your complaints online. So it will be disposed as fast as possible. So that is where this authority is concerned.
So under the rules, the government has eased licensing validity for those games that do not have to be registered. How will this step impact business stability of legitimate social game developers and esports organizers?
As I said earlier, it has clearly classified the gaming industry to three parts. That is money game completely banned. Second, the social game. In social game, where there is no element of money involved, like there is no payout of the money, that games can be played without determination or without registration. But esports, where even esports is a very important category where Olympiad and Asian games are also played. Esports has to be recognized by the sports ministry and it can be registered and determined by the authority. So we are keeping it very clear that industry should be indicated in a way that you can, design your game as per a social game or as per e-sport, as per your wish. But for social game, definitely there is a levy, there is a freedom that you can start it without the, you can say, licensing or without any registration or determination from us. But on the other side, if any complaint comes or if anything where your game is changing, then definitely authority can come in picture. So we have balanced the, you can say, industry in a way that we don't want to encourage any game which is detrimental to the society. But in another way, without any much regulation, the freedom of social game and esports has been encouraged.
Right.
So that is the way we have.
So there was almost a gap of 1 year before between the time the act was passed by the parliament and yesterday when the rules were notified. And during that period, the government, of course, spoke to the stakeholders such as the online gaming industry, the platforms and companies. What were some of the concerns of these stakeholders and how have they been addressed in these rules?
Actually, about more than 2,500 stakeholder submissions we got. And law firms, academia, industry bodies, companies, think tank, association, everybody contacted us through this consultation process. There was a demand that money game should be started, but that cannot be done.
Yes.
So, but for the regulation part, definitely there was a demand that, I mean, whatever concept we are evolving should be clearly defined. Like we have included online gaming service provider definition of that. What is the composition of authority? What authority will do? Their powers? What authority will do for encouraging the games? How the grievance redressal mechanism will be done? What is the classification of the games which we have done, like e-sport and social games and all that? So those concerns were there. I think we have addressed all the concerns in this rule. And as per the yesterday, Secretary Mehti was speaking to the press people. I think it was widely appreciated. So all the concerns which came for clarification or making the industry more, you can say, active or more encouraged to be a gaming industry or making India as a gaming hub, I think that has been completely addressed through this.
Can you tell us more about the role of financial institutions such as banks?
Act has very clearly told that banks cannot transact for any online money. Rules has very clearly told that financial transaction and authorization of funds has to be very clearly done as per the directions or orders of the authority. Authority from time to time will issue direction in this sector and financial institutions have to comply by that. But any person who is advertising, any financial institution who is transacting for an online money game, Act has very clearly, has sections of punishment and penalty. And through the rules, we have clearly told that how the financial institution has to work according to the Act.
Mr. Kumar, last year after the Act was passed by the Parliament, Prime Minister Modi had spoken about the government's commitment towards making India a hub for gaming, innovation and creating while saving the society from harmful effects of online money games. So how have the rules balanced innovation with consumer protection?
I think that it has very balancing rules. You see, at the same time where for the consumer protection, I'm protecting citizens from the money games, the vicious money games, and I'm protecting children and vulnerable users especially from the harms of the online games. Second, I'm regulating the industry. I'm giving an indication that ensuring a regulatory certainty, which was not there earlier. So consumer protection is very clear in that. Even financial system is also protected, that financial system cannot work, for the online money game, or they cannot process payments for that. So consumer protection has completely balanced through banning of the online money games. And on the other hand, when we are saying that social games and esports can continue, so we are very clearly telling industry that which direction they should work and where ecosystem can be developed for gaming industry to be developed in the country. And definitely by this clarity, even investment will come to our country. And seeing the number of gamers, seeing the popularity of online games in the country, we are completely assured that India will definitely be a gaming hub as per the vision of Honorable Prime Minister.
I was coming to that, Mr. Kumar, that, from an industry ecosystem perspective, how will the rules help boost investor confidence and global positioning? Especially how will they promote and, encourage the startups in this particular industry?
Ensuring the regulatory certainty, I think we have very clearly telling that what type of games we want to encourage in our country. So with this indication, industry is replying to that through ecosystem that, even the startups or even they can have a foreign collaboration. So this certainty and enabling of the coordinated enforcement between authority, financial regulators, law enforcement agency and state government, a very clear position and clear platform for gaming industry has been set up by this rules. And on promotional part, definitely we can think of any scheme for promoting the games, but that is a later part. But through these rules, the base of the ecosystem is completely set.
Right. Mr. Ajit Kumar, thank you so much for joining Akashvani's Spotlight program and sharing your views on the promotion and regulation of online gaming rules 2026.
Thank you very much.
Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.